Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Let's talk about domestic abuse. That is something I've never talked about on this show before. And what were you just doing in case someone's like,
abuse.
That's abuse, okay. And you do sign language as well.
Right.
Awesome. And the reason why is because you have some special needs.
I have two deaf daughters.
Yeah. Two daughters that are deaf. You are a trooper. How many kids do you have?
Nine kids.
Here's the point, April. How many people are touched by domestic abuse?
One in every four persons are impacted by abuse.
Wow.
One in four.
One in four. So maybe I should be talking about this a little bit more.
Yeah, and if you want to know, the number one killer of women around the world is domestic violence.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it kills more women than all the cancers combined.
Wow, and yet you don't hear it talked about much. Yeah, and why is that? Why are people silent?
Two reasons. The first is that people think, well, that is something that happens at home. It doesn't impact me.
Okay.
But
so it's a personal thing.
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
But the lie is that it impacts so many of us. I mean, just in America, the United States, over $9.5 billion are lost every year because of loss of production, for missing work, for medical bills.
Wow.
Just for the impact of domestic violence. So if, as an employer, you know, it impacts you in a way that you might not think. You have people who are working there and their heads are down. They're just going to work. They're going to do whatever they can to keep their position because that's the only thing that they have to hold on to, only type of control in their life. And when they go home,
they don't have control.
They don't have anything.
So listen, how can people get help? Because obviously you're passionate about this. Mm-hmm. Can I share that you've had some experience in this area?
Yes.
Unfortunately, but you're not just saying I'm a victim.
No.
You're actually, you've reclaimed your voice in Fire Ring this year. Wow, we have seen you be a firecracker.
Yeah.
A firework. But talk to us. What can people do right now if they know somebody who's in a domestic abuse situation? Maybe it's their sister, maybe it's their mom, their aunt, or maybe they're in it themselves.
Right.
What can people do?
Okay, so there's three top things that we teach about and talk about in the toolkit. The first is that if you know somebody like a sister, an aunt, a coworker, whomever, the very first thing that your job is to build trust with them.
Interesting.
You need to build trust.
Okay.
The second thing is that the toolkit will teach you how to do boundaries and how to do empathy.
Wow.
But first is building the trust. Now, if you are a victim, you have a responsibility also to reach out to somebody who is trying to build trust with you.
Okay.
Because you will not make it out unless you have a network of help. You will end up returning. And the numbers on that of people who return are huge. It's over 80% of the people who leave the first time go back to the abuse.
Wow, because it's all they know.
It's part
familiar.
Of all they know, but also it's the most dangerous time to leave is when you are leaving because that's when the majority of the women are killed, is when they finally decide to leave. And if they don't have a network to support them, over 97% are killed at that time. It's outrageous.
And as we wrap up, I mean, even a movie like Sleeping with the Enemy or something where it's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but the woman in that movie tries to escape a domestic abuse situation. So we've all seen this plot, but it's not just a movie.
No, it's not.
It's a reality for most people.
It is a reality. And some people think, well, I wasn't physically abused, so I don't know. It's all abuse, financial, mental, spiritual, emotional, all of it. And sometimes it's all combined together, which are the worst things, because it becomes your word against his word. That's why you need to network. That's why you need to create the evidence, film what you can, so that when you leave, you have people to support you. Because it's not just get out, now you're free. It's a lifetime, especially if you have children involved.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
absolutely.
Yeah, you need a network.
So where can people find out more about this toolkit that's free? Is it free or no?
This is a program that we do, but it is at a price, I mean, less than $50 to be
absolutely.
Able to save someone's life. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
Let's bring you in. Let's teach
and,
you these
and, things. And get that today. Also, you have a book called Pinpoints of Light.
Yes.
You can read a sample chapter for free on Amazon. So get the help you guys need. Where can people find out about you?
So they can find out about me at apriltribejuke.com. Also at thesupporterstoolkit.com.
Thesupporterstoolkit.com.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Be a soul on fire. Be a voice for somebody today. And check out that toolkit. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank
All right,
you.
We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.